I think I'm entitled.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Purpose in stating the destruction of Israel, what do they mean by that? They don't mean the physical destruction of Israel. They know they can't do that. They know they can't destroy Israelis' military, and they have tried. Well, what is it? What are they really trying to do? They're trying to create such a security problem for the people who live in Israel that the Jewish population of some 7 million people, that's a small population, less than what lives in New York,
yeah,
of 8 million people, to create such a volatile situation that they no longer want to raise their children and grandchildren there. That is what this is all about. That's what the stakes are about here.
That is so explicitly on target by retired four-star General Jack King. Yes, they do want to destroy Israel, but they also realize they cannot match their weapons. They can't really go up against them directly. We're talking about Iran against Israel. But they want to make it so unsafe in Israel, as he said, that Israelis will no longer want to live there and raise their family and children. Raise the question for yourself. If you're living in a dangerous neighborhood, do you want to continue to stay there and fight against the elements all around you on a constant basis? Attacking your children at school or on their way to a party or a vacation spot? But the determination and the fortitude of the Jews and their faith, there will be Jews staying in Israel. Some might well decide, I just can't risk my family here anymore. Of course, coming back to the States with what we've got now in this nation, with some of the Jew-hating members of Congress and much less in universities and elsewhere, they might not be that much safer. But on one hand, they will consider it to be safer. They could consider other parts of the country, of the nation as well, of the world. But there again, Jew haters exist. And when that hatred exists, as always, I take you back to the Israeli foreign minister, prime minister, I should say, Golda Meir, and her statement basically. When our enemies love their children more than they hate us, we will truly have peace. We're going to get into more of some of the latest with Iran and some of the other parts, not just coming from Iran, but from Lebanon, Hezbollah. That's coming up. But first, John Bolton, who, of course, previously served as National Security Advisor to President Trump, agreeing to plead guilty to retaining classified information. It was in a private diary. Apparently, the diary was shared only with his wife and daughter. But again, if it's classified information, they do not have the security classification he did when he got it. And he should not have done so. They're trying to work out a plea agreement. John Bolton faces a sentence of 60 months in jail and a fine of $2+ million as part of a plea deal that exists now. Now, Bolton was one of three prominent Trump foes, and he was actually inside the Trump circle until he wasn't. But he's one of those foes that Trump had that were indicted in a federal court during the president's second non-consecutive term in the White House, the one we're in now. The other two, former FBI Director James Comey, New York Attorney General Letitia James, and both say, we got targeted because Trump hates us. Bolton has been a strong critic of Trump. In the beginning, when he brought him on as National Security Advisor, he liked him. But he began to realize the guy is way too hawkish for what I want to do. Bolton would have already, In my view, Bolton would have already bombed the hell out of Iran and the Gaza Strip, totally leveling it. And on one hand, you want to say that's not such a bad idea, but you look at all the innocent lives that'd be lost. Welcome to hour number one, Larry Connors, USA, June 4, 2026. And yes, we come out of the gates like a bull and we're ready to go. And with Larry Connors, USA, you are going to get news, analysis, commentary, opinion, and education. You will know more by the time we finish this hour than you do right now. We're here every Monday through Friday for you from 6 to 8 p.m. And you can watch the program. Very easy to do that. Go to News Talk STL Rumble, Facebook, Twitter, Larry Connors USA Rumble or Facebook. And everything goes up later as a podcast. The audio and video, again, available at News Talk STL, LarryConnorsUSA.com, LarryConnorsUSA Facebook. When you watch or listen later, because maybe you can't stay with us the entire 2 hours right now, do me a favor, please. Pretty please. Forward it on to many of your friends and family. Get them acquainted with the program. I don't care where they are in the nation. They can hear us, much less you sending them the podcast. They can listen by going to our News Talk STL app, using it on their phone, absolutely free, and they can listen from anywhere in the nation or the world. In our next hour, outgoing Texas Congressman Al Green lost his primary election, so he's ending. He's going to be ending. He's 78 years old, and he's ready to go one way or the other. But I'm not saying he's incompetent of completing sentences like Biden was, but he is going to be out the door. But I want you to hear some of what took place between him in a congressional hearing and Department of Homeland Security Secretary Mullen, where basically Al Green tells him, shut up! This is going to be a three-minute round. I promise you, a three-minute round you don't want to miss in our next hour. Still to come in this hour, former Trump endorsed John Gordon to be the governor of Georgia. Didn't win it, of course, but he's going to comment on the 2026 election coming up and the next presidential election as well. The candidates, are they good, bad, indifferent on both sides? And the story behind the story, my flight with the Blue Angels and some of the public response I got. Interesting, but also a reminder, what they do in performing for you can lead to death. That story is still to come before we wrap up this hour. News coming out today about Trump discussing Iran.
The president is expressing optimism about a potential deal with Iran. He told reporters yesterday that an agreement could come as soon as this weekend. Watch this.
The negotiation itself has gone very well, actually. Very well.
Mr. President.
It could happen. I mean, if it happens, and it might not happen, yeah, who knows. But if it happens, it could happen, like, over the weekend. If we can get something down in writing which will accomplish the same thing without killing everybody, I'd like to do that. Most of my people, I think, would like to do that. In theory, they're pretty close to signing a paper. We've actually gotten along with them very well.
He is looking for a way to save lives. And yet the left will have you believe that he wants to kill everybody. He's like Hitler. He's a Nazi. Of course, they're endorsing a Nazi for their own party to run for Senate in Maine. And we're going to get into that as well later. And of course, the issue with while Iran is going against America, it's also fighting against its Arab neighbors, especially if they currently are working in cooperation with the U.S. and allowing us to have bases and troops in their positions. They're now firing on their own neighbors while at the same time trying to get them to join the fight against us. What kind of logic is it? There is none. But as I told you the other day, remember Iran decided to hit the Kuwaiti International Airport, which is not, quote, a military target. It is a terrorist target.
Kuwait's airport this morning was forced into an emergency shutdown as it was targeted by Iranian drones and missiles, killing one person and causing significant damage to a terminal, according to the foreign ministry. A Kuwaiti official called it an act of criminal Iranian aggression. Thousands of American troops are based in Kuwait. Iran fired two ballistic missiles at them yesterday, the U.S. saying its defenses shot down the incoming fire. This morning, Iran also launched missiles and drones at Bahrain, home of the U.S. Fifth Fleet. Bahrain says its air defenses intercepted and destroyed three missiles and a number of drones, as a deal between the U.S. and Iran that appeared close just days ago seems to be receding. It seems Iran is trying to break the American naval blockade, closing off its ports, launching attacks at U.S. troops involved and the countries hosting them.
But at the same time, as we were pointing out, the battle is not just Iran against us, it's Iran against their neighboring states. And then, of course, we also have Iran having to deal with Hezbollah in Lebanon. Now, Lebanon wants that to come to an end. Do you realize how much damage Hezbollah has created for northern Israel out of Lebanon? General Jack King.
In Lebanon, it is something else again. On April the 17th, a ceasefire was established with specific terms of agreement to do that. Since April the 17th, Hezbollah has fired 2,400 rockets and drones into northern Israel, forcing the evacuation of multiple towns and villages, wounding over 300 Israeli citizens and killing one of them. 14 maybe now, as of last night, 15 IDF soldiers have been killed under the ceasefire. And during that time frame, the Israeli forces are in a defensive crouch, allowed to respond and react, but not to conduct offensive operations. The tension here comes from the fact that Israelis have killed 3,000 Hezbollah during this ceasefire that obviously Hezbollah is violating. There wouldn't be any contact if Hezbollah wasn't violating the ceasefire.
That's exactly right. There would not be, but they are. And of course, we also had the effort in Congress to shut all of this down. The House of Resolution yesterday passing a resolution, I should say earlier this week, ordering the withdrawal of American troops from the Iran war. This is a largely symbolic move, but I want to point out to you, four Republicans crossed the party lines. Pennsylvania Congressman Republican Brian Fitzpatrick, Michigan Republican Tom Barrett, Ohio Congressman Republican Warren Davidson, and of course Kentucky Republican Thomas Massey. It passed to remove the U.S. armed forces from hostilities against Iran by a vote of 215 to 208. It is mainly, as I say, symbolic. It will go to the Senate, and it'll probably die the same way the other deal did. But one of those fighting to protect what President Trump is doing, Arkansas Republican Congressman Rick Crawford.
The president has been very clear and forthright about this. He's giving them every option before he has to exercise a kinetic option. But the reality is we're on the cusp of history, whether it be through diplomatic channels or whether it requires a little more of a kinetic approach. Either way, this president is stepping up to correct the problem that's been going on for 47 years. Nobody else had the intestinal fortitude to do it. So I think give this guy a little bit of latitude to resolve this. He's showing good faith on the diplomatic side, but backing that up with lethal diplomacy, if you will, is what I would call it. So look, the Iranians have two options. They can play nice, which the president is giving them the option to do,
yep,
or they can suffer the consequences. So it's the choice is theirs, but there's going to be a reckoning.
There will be a reckoning. There will be a reckoning. Now, what to do about Cuba? Cuba is still sitting on the president's desk as well. This report from Fox News.
Axios with this, saying that the Trump administration is bracing for the potential collapse of Cuba's government as early as this summer. We've been tracking Cuba as the U.S. continues its pressure campaign on the island, including an oil blockade and sanctions. These measures have taken a toll on the country and its residents, and Axios says that the U.S. has war-gamed new military response plans just in case the island descends into chaos. Axios's Mark Caputo is here. He is writing about all of this. Mark, what is the White House watching to tell if a Cuban government collapse is in fact coming?
Well, they're watching just whether they can feed people, whether they can keep the lights on, and whether people take to the streets, and then what the Cuban government does in response. In July of 2022, July 11th, there were protests in Cuba against the regime. People wanted more freedom. They wanted the economy to improve. They were brutally repressed.
They were rudely repressed at that point. And of course, when he says rudely, that's a very polite way of saying many of them were slaughtered and threatened, them and their families, by the Cuban regime. Again, on the issue of dealing with this situation as it stands right now, Cuba, and what we've been trying to do. Mark Caputo of Axios, which is a left-leaning publication, does want to stress this point.
Now, to be very clear, Donald Trump, we are told, President Trump does not have any imminent plans to launch any sort of invasion or military action. But they did examine the different scenarios by which the U.S. military could become involved. And that's one of them, you know, to sort of use a line or repurpose a line from Game of Thrones. Summer is coming. Things are going to get very hot very soon in the Caribbean, mm-hmm. if they're not very hot already.
Yeah.
Cuba doesn't have electricity. People don't have fans that can run, certainly not air conditioning and refrigeration. Food can spoil in those situations. People can be hungry. They can get very angry, very hot, and it can be quite a powder keg that could start to erupt over there or blow up.
And of course, they don't really have fuel, but what fuel you have, if you don't have power, electric, you can't run the pumps. And then water. You don't have electricity to power the water pumps. You can't get water to the people. 3+ million Cubans, obviously, are very short of water. And it gets worse every day. Secretary of State Rubio, Cuban ancestry, says, we will offer $100 million humanitarian aid as long as we can make sure it goes to the people that are in need, not to the regime of communist government. We're not trying to be nation building again, but at the same point, they are 90 miles from our shore. That is a concern, but the people themselves are going to have to make a determination. You cannot take your eye off of Cuba. Coming up, John Gordon, former Trump-endorsed candidate to be the governor of Georgia, did not win, but he's going to give us his view on how 2026 is shaping up. And we'll look into the presidential election coming following that as well. And the story behind the story, my flight with the Blue Angels, some of the public reaction, and the real reminder how dangerous they fly. Lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Another day, must be another roofer in town. John Beal and I were talking. He said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing. And the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem, he can take care of it. And we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Spring weather has everyone sneezing, even inside their home or building. Instead of saying gesund height, call Wellington Environmental to perform air tests to determine if mold levels are too high. Gesund height is the same as saying bless you after someone sneezes, the German word meaning wishing you good health. Wellington Environmental can perform air testing that is simple, fast, and can identify issues keeping you from having good health. Wellington does the same for hospitals and nursing homes for indoor concerns. Give them a call. It's simple. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Tell Cindy, I need air sampling. They've seen it all. They can help you. Next time you hear Gesundheit, think Wellington. Wellington Environmental. Be well with Wellington. True comfort is something you should feel every day in your home. It's the quiet of your mornings, the consistency of your indoor temperature, the way your home feels season after season. With Renewal by Anderson, from consultation through installation, everything is handled by one experienced team, built around your home, your schedule. Our exclusive Fibrex material, stronger than vinyl, built for extreme temperatures. And right now, you can save 20% off your entire project. Plus, take an additional $100 off every window and door, up to $1,000. 20% off the entire project. Flexible financing is available, but you need to call by April 30th. 877-WINDOWS. RenewalByAnderson.com. 877-WINDOWS. RenewalByAnderson.com. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as support dogs for our brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com.
This is News Talk STL.
And they say you don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull a mask off an old Lone Ranger. And you don't mess around with Jim. I don't do that.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
We want to welcome back a guest we've had previously before. He was endorsed by Trump for a candidate for Georgia Attorney General. He is an attorney, entrepreneur, political commentator, John Gordon. John, welcome aboard again.
Thank you so much. Nice to be back.
Well, I want to run over several things. Before we jump to 2028, a couple of things about the 2026 election, particularly the jungle primaries they're holding in California. Trump is saying, and I'm quoting from him, it's Democrats trying to steal the California primaries. And that apparently was reported by the New York Post just yesterday, saying Democrats are at it again, trying to steal the governor of California primary and the mayor of Los Angeles primary. Your thoughts?
My thoughts are that I think President Trump is exactly right. And why people permit this to go on, I do not understand. But, you know, in Florida, where I live, we have a law that says that all ballots must be tabulated and reported by midnight of the night of the election. And it happens, and it works, and there are no shenanigans. So, you know, California, their budget is exponentially larger than Florida. If we can do it, why can't California do it?
Oh, California is home of Silicon Valley and all the computer techs. What the hell?
Well, I don't know what's the matter with those people. I really don't. I mean, this is the greatest country on earth. They wouldn't have their billions were it not for the capitalism that we enjoy in this country. And why they want to shoot themselves in the kneecap, I don't understand.
But all the intel, their knowledge on computers and having things really work quickly and fastly and artificial intelligence, and they cannot get a vote count and overnight. They're still waiting on mail-in ballots to come in. My guest yesterday, James Herson from the West Coast, said you basically are looking at June or so if you're going to get anything certified as to who's going to be winning the mayor's race, much less the governor's race.
Well, they don't know how many votes they have to manufacture yet, so they can't report the
votes.
Boy,
you're right about that. You're absolutely right. Now, jumping to 2028, how do you see the candidates lining up for the GOP in particular?
Well, the candidates that I have read, obviously J.D. Vance, Marco Rubio, you could add Steve Bannon in a surprising third place. And Donald Trump Jr. in a distant fourth place with 2% of the vote. But the poll that I saw with Bannon showed him at 20-something percent of the electorate. liking him. J.D. Vance is well into the 40s. He's 43%, and followed by Rubio.
Now, you know,
the talking heads seem to really like Rubio.
I do too. I was just getting ready to say, Rubio has been extremely impressive as Secretary of State. Trump the other day said, in his words, and I don't have them exactly in front of me, but here's the order they put him in. Vance and Rubio would be an unbeatable ticket. He put Vance at the top of the ticket, obviously.
That's with Vance at the top of the ticket?
That's what Trump said. Vance and Rubio would be an unbeatable ticket.
Well, I happen to believe that he's right. I don't know. I know what the public perception is, what the public-facing relationship are between J.D. and Marco Rubio. But I don't know what it's like behind the scenes. I know they both want to be president.
Now,
only one can do.
Well, now that's true. And you would think your vice president is the one, obviously, under constitutional law, if something happened to Trump, Vance would automatically assume the position anyway. To that extent, I don't see Trump deciding for whatever reason, saying I can no longer continue office before his term is up and let Vance just step in and therefore be propelled to the position of leading the ticket.
I think this is one that's going to be negotiated behind closed doors. And I did see something a couple of months ago where J.D. seemed to be waffling a little bit. He would not confirm that he was a candidate, but that's probably just posturing, I'm thinking. But maybe he steps aside and says, Marco, you go for 8 years and I'll come in there behind you.
Well, that's a good idea. And in fact, I think I'm rating Rubio over Vance, but I'll be very honest with you, John. Originally, when Trump came out, when they were having 16-17 candidates running, and I wanted, Trump was not my first, second, third, or even fourth choice. I was looking at Rubio, Cruz, and a couple others before it ever got to him. But then when it became, he was left standing against Hillary, there was no question in my mind we had to have Trump.
Well, honestly, when Trump announced, I said, this is a publicity stunt. This is just Trump being Trump. He's just doing this for publicity. But then all of a sudden, he started resonating with people, and his non-establishment talk track really did propel him into the leader role. And the rest is history.
Well, let's look at that. That you're talking about basically the MAGA movement. Make America great again. That is not something that should be polarizing or demonic, but in the minds of the leftists and others, talking about making America great again, that's just wrong. Well, give me an effing break. Here, I want to point this in front of you, John. You mentioned Steve Bannon. Now, where does Bannon fit? Reference the MAGA movement, reference Trump, reference the other candidates.
I think Steve Bannon has worn himself thin with the American people. I've met him. I've been on his show. I don't dislike him. But, you know, he's just sharp at the edges. And he has a limited appeal. But I think he's worn kind of thin with a lot of people at this point.
You know, when you mention it in that fashion, and that I obviously would apply to Trump, you agree?
No, I don't.
No, I don't mean that Trump is worn thin, but that Trump sees Bannon as wearing thin and not popular, and I don't need to be associated with him.
Oh, totally. I think Bannon has proven himself to be a loose cannon, and Trump doesn't want to go near it.
Well, that brings me to John Bolton, who just today has announced that they're working on a plea deal agreement for him holding classified information in a private diary only his wife and daughter saw. And Bolton, of course, had served as national security advisor for Trump's first admission, but not long, because apparently he wore thin with Trump and may be considered more hawkish than many believe that Trump is, but he wasn't compared to Bolton.
Well, all I can say is there is a God. John Bolton is the if there was an MVP of the swamp, it would be John Bolton. Wow. And he has proved himself disloyal. And he thinks he's the smartest guy in the room. He's been elected to nothing. And he played very loose with the facts and proved disloyal to Donald Trump. So can't happen too fast for me.
All right. Now,
I want the whole deep state unraveled.
Oh, I agree.
And this is a good beginning.
I agree. And I look at and I reinforce to my audience daily, if Trump had not won for this second term, a lot of this stuff would have continued. We never would have seen it. And it would have just gone right on, even to the extent of a Scott Pelley and CBS 60 Minutes continuing to slander, lie, and push bias.
You're 100% correct. I would go a step further and say that if Trump had not gotten elected, we may very well have lost this country.
Oh,
I think we were right at the abyss.
And, you know, the agreement that Obama signed with Iran got other countries to get into it, and it was not a treaty, did not go to the Senate. It would have expired in the next day or so. I forgot the exact date, but they were all believing that we should return to the Obama treaty and that Trump doesn't know what he's doing, and therefore you had the War Powers Act, and four Republicans joined with the Democrats. It's a basically a show vote, doesn't have any power, but what a division does that show inside the Republican Party?
Well, it exposes the rhinos as the rhinos they are. You would think that they would have maybe paid a little attention to John Cornyn in Texas, who had been in the Senate for 12 years and lost his seat because he proved to be a rhino. He was on foot was on the hose with the SAVE Act with John Thune. I think Trump only puts up with John Thune because he has to for now.
For now.
Yeah.
I like the way you phrased it. John, I want to thank you for your time, sir. Always enjoy talking with you.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
We'll do it again. John Gordon, former Trump-endorsed candidate for Georgia Attorney General. Coattails of Donald Trump didn't work for him at that point, but always great political commentator. We will have him back. Coming up, the story behind the story. The time I got a chance to fly with the Blue Angels and times that I could have done it, but I didn't. Why? I'll explain, but also reminding you of the very real danger and the risk they take to perform air shows for America.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at LarryConnorsUSA.
I want to share something with you. Cooking a pizza using coal creates an amazing pizza. Only one place to get it, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield. Of course, they offer a wide variety of pasta, but you just visit the website NapoliSTL.com, dine in or take out, and get ready for patio season. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley. Try it. You can thank me later. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. VincentsJewelers.com. VincentsJewelers.com. True comfort is something you should feel every day in your home. It's the quiet of your mornings, the consistency of your indoor temperature, the way your home feels season after season. With Renewal by Anderson, from consultation through installation, everything is handled by one experienced team, built around your home, your schedule. Our exclusive Fibrex material, stronger than vinyl, built for extreme temperatures. And right now, you can save 20% off your entire project. Plus, take an additional $100 off every window and door, up to $1,000. 20% off the entire project. Flexible financing is available, but you need to call by April 30th. 877-WINDOWS. RenewalByAnderson.com. 877-WINDOWS. RenewalByAnderson.com. When insurance companies know you're represented by Under Law, they know Under is not going to let you be pushed around. Their reputation is built on years of courtroom battles. If you suffer an injury or damage to your property, serve the insurance company notice. You have Under Law on your side, a St. Louis firm you can trust to protect you at every term. Don't settle for less. You want to win? Believe me, Under wins. Under, O-N-D-E-R, underlaw.com.
This is News Talk STL.
Your own personal Jesus. Someone to hear your prayers. Someone who cares. Your own personal Jesus. Someone to hear your prayers. Someone who's there.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Now, Larry Connors with the story behind the story.
The sand, sun, and high-speed military jet demonstrations. Cocoa Beach has it all. Join us for the 2026 Cocoa Beach Air Show, featuring world-class pilots pushing the limits of gravity by performing aerobatic stunts topped off by the incredible U.S. Navy Blue Angels.
That was a promotion for the Ocala, Florida Blue Angels show, which was earlier this year. The story behind the story, my flight with the Blue Angels. Now, I had numerous opportunities, and I did not take them. Why? Well, let me back up a step or two here. Normally, when something like that gets offered to someone who works in the news business, it goes to the top people on the air. That would be a news anchor. And I had, over the years, probably three different times that the Blue Angels were coming in and they were offering to take me up. And I really wanted to go, but at the same time I thought, you know, I get these all the time, so I let others take my place. And one time I let Al Wyman go. I stepped aside and Al Wyman went, did a great report on it for Channel 4 at the time. Another time I stepped aside, Mary Phelan went on it, and again, a great report. And it went through that like for a few years, and then I began to realize, you know, I don't know when I'm going to get another chance, so I don't want to pass up the next opportunity. And by now, I'm a pilot. Now, let me correct that. I'm a pilot. I have a pilot's license, multi-engine commercial instrument rated. Not jet rated, but I could handle a jet, not a fighter jet, but I could handle a lot of things. And I've flown co-pilot on jet with a friend of mine when he needed a co-pilot on board, even though it's a single pilot jet. He wanted a backup for his client. So I can do that, and I have the pilot's license. But those guys, the Blue Angels and others like them, they are real pilots. They are pilots. I just happen to have – it's like a 16-year-old getting his driver's license. He's a driver, but he's not a NASCAR driver, is he? There's a big difference in between you and the NASCAR, so you understand. But the other time when – I decided, you know, I am going to take up this opportunity. I don't know when I'll get another one. And being a pilot, I know a lot more about it than if I'd taken it earlier years. But the management, the general manager called me in and said, you can't do that. I said, why is that? He said, because you might get killed. I said, I fly a plane. And I said, in a Blue Angels plane, if something goes wrong, you just pull an injection, but boom, I'm out with a chute. I don't have a way to get out of my plane. I had to ride it to the ground. Well, you're not going to go. He said, why? Because I can't have my anchor killed. Well, I said, well, then you cannot let anyone else on our staff do it because it would show that you're insensitive to the value of their life compared to mine and the station's well-being. He had to admit that. Oh, and a few weeks later, Metrobus was having a bus rodeo where the bus drivers would have to drive through these cones and park and how they'd handle their buses and wanted to know if I wanted to do one of them. And I went up and asked him, I said, would it be safe enough for me to drive a bus, do you think? He did not like that. He didn't. My sense of humor just fell flat. I thought it was funny. So anyway, again, and I had a friend, Jack Jackson, retired lieutenant colonel with the Marines. He's a carrier pilot, Boeing test pilot for years, had more time in the Harrier jet than anyone else. And he offered me a chance to fly with him during the air show down at the Arch on a July 4th event, or VP Fair event, which I guess would have been at the same time. And I said, yeah, because they're going to bring in a two-seat Harrier jet. Not all of them are. I said, yeah. Well, but a couple of weeks before that, a Harrier jet had gone down, and they couldn't decide why, and so no civilians on board. So I lost that opportunity. But this time I had the opportunity, so I'm going to go. So I go out, and it's best that you have something in your stomach. You're going to be pulling some G's. The Blue Angels, when they're doing their pilot experience for you in their F-18 Super Hornets, they're pulling 7 to 7.5 G's. That means their body feels at least 7 times heavier than normal. They do not wear G-suits of any type. Now, G-suits would automatically inflate to push blood back to the head, but because the Blue Angels fly tight formations, just inches apart, in some cases 18 inches or less, a sudden suit inflation could cause erratic movement, so they do not do that. What happens with G-forces, blood rushes from your brain, causing tunnel vision or graying out and even a blackout. So the pilot taking me up, I realized he doesn't have one, and I didn't understand then as to why they didn't. And I was taught a procedure that when we're pulling G-forces, you need to push your feet firmly onto the floor, flex your thighs, and emit air like, ah, to kind of clear. He said that will help you from passing out. So we went out, we did a couple of rolls, and I said, well, wait a minute. I took the sick bag, and yes, I used the sick bag in the back seat. But I had not had enough food before we took off. I did 4 hours earlier, but the flight got delayed. He said, do you want to go back to the airport? I said, oh, no, hell no, I'm good now, let's go. And we did every maneuver they do in the Blue Angels performances, except we're not wingtip to wingtip with another plane. And we did some strafing runs at some cattle we found in a field. And we came back to the airport. And we're coming up, and he said, do you want to pull some really hard G's? Could I you have a G meter in front of me? And I'm seeing we've been doing 3 to 4, but I'm forcing my legs down exhaling air so I don't pass out. He said, sure. He stood that thing on its tail and then went straight up. I'm watching the G meter, 5, 5.5, 6, passing 6, and I'm beginning to get the tunnel vision despite my effort to press my feet to the floor, and I'm going, and it keeps coming in, and I feel it compressing on my face. I'm going to lose my vision, I'll pass it, and suddenly it breaks free. He pulls forward, releases the G's. Now, there's a video camera of me doing that in the back seat. I don't have access to that. It's on my Channel 4. They don't put it on YouTube, so I cannot even replay it for you. But I had a lot of friends and other public say, boy, that was, you look really, I mean, that was not your most impressive look. I said, I don't care how I looked. I was trying to keep from passing out. But again, the Blue Angels and the way they fly, an example of another case. Thank you.
mistaking the sound of the F/A-18 Super Hornet. The roar of that engine travels across Seattle's perfectly blue skies, screaming loud and clear that the Blue Angels are here.
I get chills. Just the power, the raw power in those planes, and the precision is just stunning.
The precision is stunning. They fly as close as 18 inches, 1.5 feet apart from each other, when they're making their famous Diamond 360 maneuver. And there are times the distance might drop as close as 6 inches. I want you to think about that. Flying a jet at the speed they're flying, and maybe not just 18 inches apart, but maybe 6 inches apart. A Blue Angel pilot.
Every time that you watch the air show, whether you've seen it 100 times or this is your first time, hopefully for those that have seen it before, you'll pick up on something new that you didn't notice. Other things, we've updated the narration a little bit. The music is always updated to try and give you a better immersive experience to the entire show.
This is Commander Thomas Franz Zimmermann's second year performing at Seafair. He's in a different plane this year, switching from the number 7 to the number 6.
The difference, so as number 7 last year, I was the narrator and the advanced pilot. As you remember, we went flying together.
Yeah, and the 7th pilot always does the media trips and so forth. And the jet F-18 I was flying in actually had the woman of a female pilot on it. She was a member of the Blue Angels, but had either been reassigned or maybe moved up to slot 6 instead of 7. I don't know exactly why, but there, we've got several females who are Blue Angel pilots. The Blue Angels and the Thunderbirds, they are top-of-the-line pilots, and they have to be because of the risk. 18 inches apart at that speed, one or less than that, one mistake can lead to death. So there is more to the story behind the story.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Do you know why I endorse Cafe Napoli? All the locations? Visit any of them and you will quickly appreciate the quality of food, service, atmosphere. So maybe I'll see you at Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli Kirkwood, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, right next door to Napoli C. Or maybe you'll find me at Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Now you know why I endorse Napoli. NapoliSTL.com.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Now, the end of the story behind the story.
We have the report right here. It states that Captain Koos had a perfect Navy flight record. No mishaps, no violations. His first error, however, would be his very last. The Navy saying he was going too fast. He ejected too late, perhaps because he was just too tired. The final flight that killed Blue Angel Captain Jeff Koos was his third run of the day, an afternoon practice over Smyrna, Tennessee. The Navy says with three flights in a half day's time, fatigue might have been a factor. Before the practice, he uncharacteristically forgot to turn on his transponder and sign pre-flight paperwork. The pilot error comes seconds after takeoff. Witness video here shows Koos climbing skyward, corkscrewing into a split S maneuver. But the Navy says he turned at too low of an altitude, 3,200 feet instead of 3,500 feet. According to the plane's black box, Koos never shuts off his afterburners, speeding too fast in his nosedive. In the final turn of the split S, he pulls up, but it's too late. He's diving too rapidly. The Navy says Koos didn't black out. In fact, he did eject. It was just too late. His parachute burned up in the fireball caused by the crash. Near this charred Tennessee property, Koos's body was recovered 400 feet from the wreckage. The cause of death, force blunt trauma.
Jeff's passing is a loss, no doubt. But in losing Jeff, we gain inspiration. We gain a guardian angel, a wingman that will always be there.
The Blue Angels were devastated. The Navy says Captain Koos was, quote, one of the most meticulous and professional Blue Angels pilots who committed errors out of his norm. Errors that claimed his life at the young age of 32.
Since the team's inception in 1946, Koos makes the 27th Blue Angel pilot to die in a crash. and also another crew member had been killed in a crash. There are fewer than 300 who have ever served in the Blue Angels. So basically, you're looking at 1 in 10 pilots losing their lives in the line of duty. Majority of the crashes took place between 46 and 85. Precision apparently not as precise as needed. Since 1985, two incidents make that three incidents resulting in fatalities. And one of the more recent you were hearing there over Tennessee. It's also July 3rd, 1985, Niagara Falls, when one of the Blue Angels, Skyhawk, collided with another plane during an air show. And then October 1999, a lieutenant commander and lieutenant were both killed when their FA-18 crashed into the ground while practicing aerial maneuvers in formation near Moody Air Force Base in Georgia. Again, the training is so precise to be accepted and become a member of the team. Now, the human body can stand up to 4 to 6 G's of positive acceleration before you do black out. And again, most folks that were going to be involved in facing G's are going to be wearing G suits. And they can do that up to maybe 9 G's. Apparently, the absolute limit of human endurance would be around 83 G's. 46 to 83 anyway. It depends on how long the exposure of it before they would gray out. I know at liftoff I was asking, do I need to do something to make sure I don't black out on we were taking off because we were hitting close to 2+ G's on liftoff. He said, no, it's going to be a short duration. And boy, was it enjoyable. I've always been feeling blessed that I got an opportunity to participate in that. And now I hope you have a better understanding of what they go through for the training and then to do it and the difficulty involved. So when you watch them, watch in amazement and add a prayer. The story behind the story tomorrow, June 6, 1968, the assassination of Robert Kennedy. But a lot of questions still about Sirhan Sirhan. Was he given some kind of drug that made him kill Kennedy? Those questions still survive even today. That's our story behind the story tomorrow. Second hour still to come. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
John Beal Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call the John Beal to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beal has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF, John Beal. There's only one place you can get pizza cooked over coals, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley. Of course, Napoli Brothers has a great selection of pasta dishes. Between the pizza and pasta, trust me, you will not leave hungry. Then, a few doors down, Lit Cigar Lounge, a wide variety of quality cigars, each offering a unique smoke. That cigar, some premium whiskey, all you need to do is enjoy. Lit Cigar Lounge and Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta. Chesterfield Valley. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as Support Dogs for Our Brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special.
Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check vincentsjewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. vincentsjewelers.com. vincentsjewelers.com. Let's be candid, honest. No out-of-state law firm can represent you better than Under Law. O-N-D-E-R. Hometown roots, attorneys living right here with you and your family. When you suffer an injury because someone else was negligent, Under Law will make sure the other party takes full responsibility. You'll get full compensation, not a backroom deal worked out with some insurance companies. And of course, we're moving into the stormy season. And again, when you have a legitimate claim, you should be properly compensated. Under Law does not toy around with adjusters, investigators, lawyers trained to cheat you of what is rightfully yours. Under Law has already recovered millions for families across Missouri and Illinois. Under wins. Not just a catchy phrase, it's a fact. So I'll repeat it. Under wins. Under Law. .com. O-N-D-E-R. Underlaw.com. Wins.
This is News Talk STL.